Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Josta Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. If you want to just support the Real Ass Podcast, you can do that as well, and it's only $2.50 per month. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out, and best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
The deals are getting hotter during the Deere Days of Summer. Get 0% financing for 60 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Plus, get a best-in-class 6-year powertrain warranty at no additional cost. Hurry in today for the hot deals of summer. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude. This is The Real Ass Podcast. Welcome to the show. Hanging in studio with only one person right now. I can't explain.
The only one you need.
No offense, Maddie, because you are a person. But for the sake of the show, I'm talking about a voice on the show. Because your voice...
I didn't even, like, consider... I didn't even hear, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, I want you to realize that I got it.
You've beat Maddie down enough to where he doesn't consider himself
exactly
a person.
Yeah, I want you to know that, though. I was just saying you're not a person.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
So, Zach Amico, international superstar, is here.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, pal?
Doing good.
How you feeling today?
I feel pretty good, man.
I'm a little bit annoyed. I got here somewhat early, and I wanted to do a great show today. And as I'm on my way to the fucking studio, I get a text from Chris Tinkle. Hey, dude, I'm running 15 minutes late. I'm having a plumbing issue. And this is the second week in a row. Last week, Tinkle was late and then didn't even make it onto the show because he didn't get in touch with us. So Tinkle doesn't
give
a
shit about the show. Well, last week he thought he was getting fucked with. But that's because he was texting you and your phone was plugged in the other room.
Yeah, but still, he should have made an effort to fucking get in the studio, you know? I'm a little bit annoyed. I'm a little annoyed that Tinkle's not here right now. Karen Feehan is a guest on the show today, becoming a notorious fat-shaming comedian, making her rounds on the internet and her videos going viral and... You know, she did an AMA on Reddit. She was supposed to be here at noon to do the show. Where's Karen Feehan?
She's got tan enough that she can't show up the thing on time now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I'm pretty fucking irritated with Karen Feehan. Chris Scopo. If you guys want to...
It's not late.
It's not late. Chris Scopo is no longer on the show. It should be known. Let's just get it out of the way. Let's just get it all out of the way. Because why not? Why wait? Why wait till they're here to make a special announcement? It's not really a special announcement because it's not... I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy that Scopo's gone. I love Scopo. Scopo's a good friend of mine. But after last week's show, Scopo hit me up and he was like, yeah, dude, I don't know if I could do the show anymore. And I was like, well, why not? And... He went on to lay out a pretty good argument as to why the show isn't really the best thing for his career. And he was just like, look, I don't really come off great on the show. He was like, I'm not a ball buster like you guys. He was like, I just kind of get beaten down left and right. I'm not really attacking back. And he's like, you know, it's not really doing anything for me. I'm really busy with a lot of other stuff. And it's difficult to get there anyway on Wednesdays as it is in the afternoon. So he was just like, yeah, dude, I just can't do it anymore. And I'm going to specifically blame Zach Amico.
Yeah, this one's on me.
You know what? Real ass dude of the week, Zach Amico.
Finally. He's a real ass dude.
You've been waiting a long time for this honor. You've been waiting a long
drinking
time.
It in.
Did you write an acceptance speech? So, yeah, look, I don't want to blame you, but you did attack him a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel shitty. And you know I feel shitty because we had a long talk about it last week.
Well, he made an interesting point. He was like, look, this is actually a fairly... it was a fairly interesting point, and I was like, Scopo's somewhat self-aware, right? Which is good, and I think it comes from producing YKWD and just being in the podcast game for a while. He was like, I'm more accomplished than Zach in stand-up.
Yes.
I'm past it more places. I do well on stage, and I've been doing it a little bit longer than Zach. And, you know, overall, he's just further than you in the stand-up world, right? He was like, so week after week, I'm getting Zach just trashing me to my face. And he was like, what I want to do is I want to just stop the show and be like, fuck you, Zach. He was like, come and fucking do a show with me. Everyone thinks I'm a better comic than you. And he was like, but I can't do that because that's not going to be funny. It's not going to work well for the show. And he kind of broke that point then. I was like, yeah, it is very interesting. And I couldn't argue with that. You know, it's like what you do really well is you're just very funny conversationally. You're a really funny writer. You're great with these roasts. And now, I mean, I've watched you. You've opened for me a couple times at this point on the road. You've done really good jobs, you know, two or three times that you've come with me on the road. And I think you're developing into a really strong comic. I think Scopo, in his mind, he's going, I'm just being like the butt of a joke. He gets people coming up to him all the time at comedy shows that know him from this show and YKWD. And they're like, oh, dude, you're really funny, actually. And it's like, you don't come off that way on the show. And I was talking to Dave Smith about this. And we deal with a lot. I think I've dealt with some of that as well. People come to me at stand-up shows. They'll come up to Dave Smith at stand-up shows. And be like, oh, shit, dude, you're fucking funny. You know? The thing's ringing. And I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit. But on the shows like Legion of Skanks or YKWD, you know, me and Dave get beaten down a lot. Like, Jay likes to big dog us. And then you don't realize, you don't really put it into perspective, like, what we're doing and what we have going on, you know?
Yeah, I just, you know, it wasn't the most beneficial thing in the world for Chris. And I feel kind of shitty, but...
Don't feel shitty. You're doing what you're supposed to do on this show, which is be funny and ball bust and fucking whatever. But he just, I think you said it right there. It's just not as beneficial for him.
This isn't the vessel for what he's trying to do.
Right.
And that's cool. And
that's the case with a lot of comics. A lot of great, brilliant fucking comics. They would come into an environment like this and they would kind of sit back and maybe not really come off best. I mean, somebody like, you think of a... Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Bad?
No, you fucking should feel bad. It's literally the last time you're ever on the show. We're going to talk about it in a minute.
God.
Last time you're ever on the show.
Good.
Karen Fian, everyone. Kay Freehams on the Twitter.
Maddie, will you charge my phone?
And she's already just asking for favors as she walks in. Not even an apology.
I'm not apologizing. Is your heart rate up? It up? Are you angry? Are you upset? Is your heart rate up?
Are you saying that I'm losing weight?
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Every calorie counts.
So update, Karen. I'm the real ass dude of the week
because
I bullied Scopo into quitting the show.
Fuck yeah.
I don't want to accept that high five.
Because he feels bad about it.
We had to address it at the top of the show so people didn't think Lewis just ate Scopo.
I'm so glad Scopo's gone. He's horrible.
No, stop it. He's a great guy.
Scopo's
actually a really great guy. And he's really funny. You know, it was time for him to move on from the show. And we love Scopo. And he's still doing YKWD. So that's that. Let's just get some plugs out of the way real quick. Now that Karen's here. Let's get some music on. A little volume on that. What happened, Karen? What's wrong?
No, nothing. I'm just thinking about
it. She has separation yourself? Anxiety from her phone.
Yeah.
Thinking about your fucking self, as always.
What else am I? What do you mean? If you want me to be on time, send me a car.
Okay. I swear to God, and I really mean this, because people are like, oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going crazy. Scopo's gone. There's a fourth chair open. There's no chance it will be Karen Fian.
Why? Why don't you give the people what they want?
Because you never showed up on time to the show.
Change the time
and
of the show.
And it is the bane of my existence. It makes me... there's
start
nothing
at 12:15.
No.
I'm 7 minutes late.
No, that's it. 7 minutes is 7 minutes too many. So... little Coheed and Cambria, welcome home. Was this their first big hit?
I don't know. I don't listen to fag music.
It's the first big one I remember.
I remember being at McDonald's in like 2003.
I bet you do.
In Times Square. And they played this song. It was on the TVs. Like, you know, they have a loop of like different music they're promoting. And I was like, holy shit. They got big because, little known fact, and Maddie knows this, Coheed and Cambria, not from our hometown. Claudio, the lead singer, is from our hometown.
Pretty sure I've seen them play at the back door in Nyack.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been over there.
Dude, if you saw them play at the back door in Nyack, it was a show that I produced.
Oh.
When you were a young boy.
We have a lot of weird, like, fucking connections that
go. Yeah, because I was the one. They played Stinkfest 2.
Yeah.
And Stinkfest 1, I believe. Stinkfest 1, they were Shibuti. That's what they were called. And then, I used to rent out these fire halls in these different places. The back door was a place in Nyack, and I used to put them on shows all the time. Now they're all grown up. Some would say you associate with the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, and the sky's the limit. As soon as you start connecting with the rattlesnake, and you take in a little bit of his venom, holy shit, the world opens up to you. Michael Bisping getting the championship of the world.
You're kind of like the first boss in a video game. Like, like you're going on to much better adventures. You just got to deal with this guy first.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, I'm a good luck charm for other people around me. Bad luck for myself. That has to be some sort of curse, right? Like, nothing can go right for me. But anybody who comes into contact with me and associates with me, boom, to the top.
Everyone who surrounds you, like... eventually, like, makes it in some way.
Or at least looks better by association.
Yeah.
Maybe that's true as well. I'm like an ugly chick that hot chicks will hang out with to look even hotter walking down the street. That's a move. Guys, this Saturday night, I will be with Chris Scopo, and it's going to be an awkward car ride up at Poughkeepsie Laughing Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. If you guys are in the upstate New York area, go to Laugh It Up. .net and grab your tickets. Also, I'll be August 26th and 27th out in Mohegan Sun. Comics at Mohegan Sun, headlining the whole weekend. So come out to those shows as well. Check out the Countdown Series XM Rush 93. And also Legion of Skanks, which will be tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Karen, anything to plug?
I'm opening for Lamont Price August 6th upstate, but I don't have the details because my phone's charging.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Zach's.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat at Zach Amico. You can catch me this Saturday with Caitlin Bailey at some weirdo nudist resort in upstate New York if you're a middle-aged person with their dick out. And you can see me at the Twin Tiers Comic Con August 12th, 13th, and 14th in Elmira, New York. I think I'm moderating some of the panels. It should be really, really fun.
All right, that's it. Let's fucking, let's rock and roll. Tinkle just texted me saying he's going to be here in 5 minutes. So, we got it. All right, let's get into Karen. Karen!
I like being able to see myself on that.
It's never the case. On this, we have a monitor in the studio that Karen wants to just look at herself on.
But it's on sometimes. I like it when it's on.
But why do you want it on?
Because I
want
to look at myself.
I obsessively look at myself.
See?
As well. I really do. As soon as I started losing weight, and I'm back to the diet, but I'm also back to gaining weight. Okay, we're gonna do a weigh in a little while.
So we're gonna do me too.
We can do you.
Yeah.
You want to weigh in everybody on the show?
Yeah. We should do math problems. Like you guys hold me and then put me down and then see what the difference is.
No, because it's gonna give an error. It gives Zach an error when he's on. Last week was the first week we didn't have an error in a while.
Yeah.
So and it wasn't good. You wanted that error. at least when it was unknown, you didn't have to feel bad about yourself. Karen Feehan, notorious fat shamer. If you guys don't know, if you're not a fan of Karen or following her.
Notorious fat shamer.
Yeah, notorious fat shamer. She was on a reality show that premiered last week called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. There's Tinkle. So, Karen.
Tinkle.
You went on this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's other things you're not going to be able to talk about today?
Yes. I already got in trouble once. I signed a bunch of contracts. I'm not supposed to say certain things, but I can talk about anything that's been on the show, that's been on TV, that people have seen. You know, I just can't talk about anything that I know.
Okay. Perfect. Well, it's okay. I'm not a big fan of the show, so I don't need the inside.
You are a big
scoop.
Fan of
Thanks.
The show.
I'm a big fan of things. So you go on the show, and if the show is about a woman who's probably about 400 pounds,
yeah,
5 feet tall. She the whole angle on the show is that she's big, she's beautiful, her life is still fabulous. Correct.
Right.
So that's it. We've talked about this kind of concept before, and it's a little bit of a dangerous concept. You know, you're sending young people a message that being that overweight, being overweight in general isn't healthy, but being that overweight is really dangerous. I mean, you are without a doubt, no questions asked, going to die earlier than a thinner person, right? So,
and have a litany of health problems on the way.
Yeah, whatever litany means.
Quality of life. It's not
Chris
good.
Tinkle joins the show. Very happy to have you here, Chris Tinkle. You made it. Finally. You're sweating. I like that.
Why? I will say that this fucking reception.
Dude, Scopo looks good, by the way.
What?
I said Scopo looks good, by the way. God damn. What's up, Scopo?
Yeah.
Shit.
Tinkle already knows that Scopo's gone. We all already know. We talked about it.
But,
yeah. Well, you should have fucking been here. If you wanted to talk about it, you should have been here.
Well,
two weeks in a row, Tinkle. That's
much
really
like Scopo, I just wasn't present. So,
yeah.
Whatever. Okay. That was pretty good. I just wrote that. Fuck off.
So,
fucking be here.
Karen.
So.
What?
Okay. So, tell us exactly. Walk us through how you ended up on this show.
They saw my roast battle with Zach, and they were like, we're looking for, you know, a bitch that, you know, won't have a problem, I guess.
That can't strike back. They really thought they thought Whitney was going to come in and annihilate you.
I think that, well, no, they were just looking for somebody that wasn't, like, afraid to kind of say a lot of stuff that I think people don't say.
Right.
Especially with the No Body Shame campaign. I think it almost, like, scares skinny people into caring about fat people.
Yeah.
Like, away from it.
There's certain things we all have to pretend that fat people are attractive. That's the thing. We have to just pretend that it's beautiful and that it doesn't matter and that, you know, it's what... It's completely natural and it's okay. It's a weird thing. The idea of shaming in general, you should have shame with certain things. You know, like there's certain things. If you're a big fat fuck like I am right now, I should be ashamed of that. Okay, when I go to the pool with my son, which I did a couple days ago, and I take my shirt off.
Fuck.
Why'd you do that?
I should be ashamed of that. I should be my son should be ashamed of his father.
Yeah.
When he's old enough to connect with the idea, he should be like, Dad, no, put your shirt on. Yeah. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
As soon as he learns how to say the word ashamed, he will be.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not really allowed to say that right now. So they kind of, I think what they tried to do with you is they tried to create a Nicole Arbour. Right.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Nicole Arbour, she created a video a while ago that was, what was it called?
Dear Fat People.
Yeah, Dear Fat People. Okay. You should do a tour with Nicole Arbour.
I don't think so.
No? You don't like her?
I don't think she's funny.
Oh, shots fired.
You think she's funny?
Karen Fian doesn't choose sides. Pull up some of her Dear Fat People video.
Nice. She did a Dear Black People, too. It was just as bad.
Yeah. Dear Fat Black People, that's a different video altogether. That's season two.
It's called a eulogy.
So this is her video, Dear Fat People.
Oh.
She's hot, though.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
I don't know if this is hairspray or semen.
Dear Fat People.
Oh.
Ah, some people are already really mad at this video. What are you going to do, fat people? What are you going to do? What are you going to chase me? Really? You're going to chase me? It's going to be like fucking Frankenstein. I can get away from you by walking at a reasonable pace. Frankenstein? Not so fast. Zombies have apparently gotten faster. I watched like 3 episodes of The Walking Dead.
Dude,
get to it, bitch.
Slow myself in the rain. Realized that every single episode.
She killed my dick
in
under 8 seconds.
Oh, no,
I'm not even kidding, dude.
But it's all the way
but
over
her
there.
Boobs are
where
really
the
big.
Zombies
but that
are.
Yeah, I hate this style of like jump cut.
Now they're trying to create the illusion of punchlines by jump cutting the
yeah. Yeah, all right, stop it. I can't watch
that's
it anymore. It's infuriating.
You.
But they wanted that because Whitney Way Thor, who's the star of My Big Fat.
Okay, can I actually just say real quick? For the first like week of promoting that, I thought her name was Whitney Way Moore. And I thought it was like a stage name.
Yeah, like Michael Moore, but Whitney Way Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they wanted to kind of create that that scenario.
The show was losing, the ratings weren't that great, and from past seasons they found that when there was, you know, some friction, some obstacle for her to overcome, somebody to get in an argument with her, the ratings were better.
You're probably breaching your contract.
Really?
Here. No. She got in trouble once already.
Just bleep that. I can't tell you what I know about, like, behind the scenes stuff.
What? Hold on. What did you get in trouble for?
Oh my gosh, she's
not
really fat, huh?
I can't tell you what I got in trouble for.
What did they say to you, though?
I got a phone call, and I hung up on the producer because I was like, I'm sorry, I just got a death threat. I have to go.
Yeah, she did. We're going to go into that. We're going to bring back the hate mail segment today and do some of Karen's hate mail
There's some good ones.
There are some good ones.
All written on fast food napkins.
They just left the golden arch as the M in the note.
That's the M in murder.
Go die, you dumb whore. I'm going to murder you. All right, so this is you on My Big Fat Fabulous Life. You were on the radio. They brought you on a radio show. You were doing a show in North Carolina. So Whitney apparently interns on this show. So this is Karen. She was talking shit on the show and made some fat jokes on the show. So Whitney comes in.
Oh, Jesus.
Where does your sense of personal accountability? You know that your struggle is more difficult. Shouldn't that make you work that much harder? But isn't it more inspirational to watch somebody be up against the odds and their odds are stacked against them? Yeah, the odds are stacked against you. I'm sorry, but that's life.
We'll see.
Put your head down. Work. This is mind-blowing to me.
Right now, the hardest thing for me to do is not to lose weight. The hardest thing for me to do is become
not eat right now
in the face of people like you every day.
Typically, we would never let an intern go off on a guest like that. But on the flip side, here's Karen.
But on the flip side, none of this is real.
First of all, what's Karen doing in North Carolina? She's headlining a club? Come on.
Honest.
They flew her in for a guest spot.
I didn't agree with you and support you.
I mean, yeah, but when you look at the big population, it's just, it's the way that it is.
I mean, my thing is, if I were to surround myself with people who are like, oh, well, Karen has a problem, but let's just let her do what she wants to do, and we'll all get on board and watch her drink and fall on her face, and then I'll just, why wouldn't I continue on that path, you know? What would ever make me want to change? Isn't it important to, like, maybe surround yourself with people who don't always agree with you all the time?
I just don't take very kindly to assumptions being made about my weight and my health, and also, why do you care?
I have a friend, and I have a few family members that have struggled with their weight their whole lives. And
do you feel sad for your friends who are a little overweight? Like, do you feel sad for Whitney?
I feel affected by them. I feel affected by their moods. I feel affected by the way they treat me. 100%.
So fat people don't treat you well?
Yeah, they're moody and they're cranky.
Is this real life right now?
Yeah.
Attitudes like this is exactly what kept me in a darkened apartment ordering pizza because I didn't want to go out into the world because people treated me so bad. Now I exercise every day.
Maybe if you had tackled it head on and, like,
she's putting the horse before the cow,
and presented your best self, you would feel more confident.
No, because I told you, I lost. Quit doing this hypothetical. I lost 100 pounds. I already did it. Your hypothetical thing means nothing to me. I did it.
You're not there now.
It doesn't matter because I lost.
Like, maybe that's why you're yelling at me, because you're cranky and hungry.
It's game over.
So all right. We get it for now.
She's
so mad.
Yeah, she was very mad.
Dude, can you wrap your head around they flew in Karen to get an argument with an intern on a fucking radio show? Yeah. Okay. Nothing about that show is. How can anyone send you death threats? It's not even. I mean,
you'd be surprised.
I mean, people really. I mean, I guess
here's what Whitney does. Right?
She
does inspire people. Right? So there's people that are fat out there that, you know, maybe they can't lose weight. It takes more for a lot of other people. Like, even me, like, I let myself go right now, but I have something in me that can go to the gym. I can get to the gym 4 or 5 days a week. I can diet. I almost, like, that's like a game in itself for me, is the kind of the seesaw. It's just that change. There's something very attractive about the what do they call it? Gratification that I get from losing weight, gaining weight, just the attention. So I'm like fucked up psychologically. But there's a lot of people who will never get to the gym and run a mile. We'll never do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think Whitney is a person out there that they look at and they go, all right, cool. I get to feel a little bit better about myself because of the things that she says. So that's why people get so sensitive. They're latching on. It's like a very emotional type of connection that these people have. Here's my problem with the show. the show is pretending that it's this like thing to inspire people, but then they show scenes of her eating. There's on this episode, there's a scene of her eating cupcakes. Like they go to a cupcake shop to, and I'm assuming on every episode, because I've only watched this one episode, but I'm assuming on every episode they have like an eating frenzy scene where it's like they.
Oh, is that for me? Thanks,
which
like,
also isn't real, because if you know really obese people, they don't eat in front of people. All of a sudden, they just show up fat places.
I mean, like, that's exactly like you're a critical thinker. Like, you get that from the amount of footage that they've taken on the show, and they still show her eating. Imagine what she's doing when the cameras are off. Her habits aren't healthy, so why wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Well, she goes in, I guess, maybe her mom is getting married or whatever it is. Something's happening with her family.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
So she goes into like a baker and... I almost want Maddie to find this. Dude, it's crazy, dude. And they're sampling cupcakes, and they just caught them in fourths, and she'd take a fourth of a cupcake. Dude, she lays down. Dude, pull up the cupcake scene from My Big Fat Fabulous Life. It's probably on TLC. Dude, she puts down, it has to be 13, 14 cupcakes total. Like, just like you literally just watch her on camera. It's not an editing trick. There's nothing happening. She's just fucking putting in slices of cupcakes nonstop. And they're playing circus music while she's eating. It's like, dup, dup, da, 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 and she's fucking.
Diabetes.
She's inhaling these cupcakes.
And she's like, my trainer's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you for having a trainer that, I mean, do you think that she pays for that trainer, if you had to guess?
Exactly.
It's like, well, people that, you know, really want to work hard, like my little sister and my dad, if they had a trainer that was bought and paid for them, you know, like, it would be, they would be super happy and they would not take it for granted.
Yeah, of course.
She'd pay for anything. Or the cupcakes, they were samples.
Oh, they 100% were. Well, she tried to get more. She's like, hey, can we get another tray? She was like, they were like, that's going to be, that's going to be another.
I think she said trough.
That's going to be another $200 they asked her to pay for it. She's like, oh, never mind then. But it's just a little bit strange to me. It's like you're not really inspiring people if half of the show, if the elephant in the room, no pun intended, is you being a big fat whale that's stuffing your face and everyone's kind of laughing at you. Even like the producers of the show are kind of laughing at her by creating that show. You're like watching a car wreck, you know?
Yeah. It was just really bad.
And I'm pretty sure the episode tonight, her trainer fires her, and it's like, that guy probably just had like a crisis of conscience. He's like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, I can't. She's not even close to meeting me halfway.
Well, here's the deal, right? Like, if you're a personal trainer, okay, like, you know, you forget a personal trainer. Like, think of like another, if you're a fucking running coach and one of your athletes that you have that you're coaching to run is just in last place in every race. You're like, dude, I got to fucking disconnect. I look like I'm a shitty coach. You know, this guy.
And he also won't run. He just walks everywhere. You're like, dude, what the fuck? I can't work with this, man.
He just lays down on the ground and he does snow angels. He's like,
the fucking gun goes off. It's up. There he is in lane eight doing the snow angels again.
Fuck. I got to stop coaching the Special Olympics.
Get up. Get off the ground. So yeah, he doesn't
want to put his name on something. That's his, you know, his calling card.
Now, here's the thing though. How much of this, because it's a little bit of a weird thing. You're getting a lot of hate, right? And you are friends. You don't actually hate fat people.
No, I love them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a lot of friends that are bigger girls and you run a burlesque show, which, I mean, I've never seen a not fat burlesque performer.
No, they're like fat strippers.
Shut the fuck up. There's
they can't say tonight 9 p.m. fat strippers, so they have to say burlesque.
Wait, shut up.
No one will hire them if they say I want
to
be.
He's
going
to go to a fat stripper show, but I'll go watch burlesque.
Shut up.
Cover those fucking gross oatmeal sack titties up. Sorry. I'm just mad because those are the only strippers I can fuck. Those are the burlesque girls. Those are the ones that'll go home with me.
Oh, shit, dude. Dude, she put my leg to sleep when she gave me a lap dance. It was awful. So, okay. All right, no, I'm kidding. But there is a lot of body positivity in the burlesque community, right?
Yes.
So you run this burlesque show.
That's the problem that my co-producer and I, and it's we've never run into this problem in 5 years. You know, we sort of have a mission statement that we let women speak for themselves. We don't really put people in boxes. We let, you know, them sort of stand alone and stand by their act.
Well, you would need a refrigerator box for some of those girls.
Big fucking box.
But the burlesque community.
Is that box like Kenmore on it? Get sorry. Go. I'm kidding.
I don't care. I'm just gonna drink my coffee.
Just say what you were gonna say. I'm sorry.
I don't care. But the burlesque community, they're all about like feeling safe, and it is brave for women who have, you know, body types that aren't considered beautiful in this society or whatever to take off their clothes, and they need to feel safe and supported, and we want to do that. But the other thing with comedy is like comedy's comedy, and when they get mad at me for stuff like this, it's like you're not acknowledging me as a comedian.
Because you're what happened is there's girls that are coming out now and saying go fuck yourself.
Well, yeah, they're
burlesque
saying,
girls.
They're saying I should be called out for this behavior. We're having a whole discussion thing about.
You know what? Hold on. Let's pull up some hate mail. Hate mail for Karen.
You've got mail.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez? Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez? Tell me why do you hate?
That's a great word to use when describing him. He's very childish in the way he lives his life. Also, his views towards women are archaic. We didn't agree with their horrible viewpoints on women and sex in society.
Saying he's not a great father?
I mean, if I was going to flip a coin, I would say yes.
I let my haters be my motivators.
All right. I'm looking at, you said it's Lillian Bussell. Is it two L's? Is that what it is? There we go. Okay. So you're still friends with her on Facebook.
Yes, I respect her. A lot of burlesque girls unfriended me, though.
But that's crazy to me. Like, somebody's coming out and trashing you, and you're like, oh, I still respect her. If you ever trash me, okay, you are fucking dead to me.
Yeah.
There are comics, by the way, right now that are walking the face of the earth. They don't know. I'll tell you guys after the show, like, names.
Name of
them. They're dead to me.
Say their names.
Because
now.
I've heard them talking shit, or I've heard them say some shit, and that's it. I go, all right, you're fucking done, and there will be a situation one day where I can help you out, because they're not going to be in a position to help me the fuck out. Nope, not going to happen. There'll be a position where I can help them out, and they're fucking done. They're cut out.
But
that's
you still
it.
Smile in them in their faces.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you don't want to fucking, you got to, they were all colleagues. It's like if you work at fucking FedEx Kinko's and you have a guy that you don't like that you work with, you don't walk in every day and go, hey, buddy, fuck you, and you mean mug him. No, you go in, you go, hey, dude, have a good day, enjoy
cool.
your lunch.
Cool FedEx analogy.
Well, there's that theory about, well, there's that.
That was the nicest job Lewis could think of.
What pays a lot?
That's my backup plan.
There's that theory about that filmmaker, Darren. Aronofsky. So I guess he met Artie Lang at some party. Artie Lang was like wasted and talked a bunch of shit to him. So apparently, this dude he does this thing where he waits till he can help people out, and he calls in people for casting shit and has them read and gets their hopes up. And so Artie Lang said he called him in for a part and he killed it, and the guy was like, Now we're going with someone else. And he's like, I could swear that dude only had me called in to be like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, left. Good. Yeah.
And so they had him on the show, and he said it's not what happened. But, like, he did say there's a lot of people in Hollywood and stuff who, like, do that, who they, like, well, like what you were saying, they don't say shit. And they're like, okay, all right, keep your mouth running. And then they wait till they think, you know, you can call. So that would be such a great thing. Ugh.
Yeah. All right, so here, this is this chick. Yeah, she's got it out for you.
Is she fat?
No.
I mean, is she?
No, she's fucking, she's hot. Whatever. So her name is, her name is Lillian. No, I don't want people to trash her. There's a monthly show in New York City called Stand Up and Take Your Clothes Off, which is the show that Karen produces. And it's been part of the burlesque it's part burlesque, part stand-up comedy, and always has an all-female cast, which I think is sexist. I asked Karen to do her show. I give Karen opportunities left and right. Non-stop. All I'm doing is looking out for Karen, trying to get her involved with some shit. Whatever she has going on, boom, I'm ready to rock and help her out. But Karen does an all-female show. Imagine.
Oh, my
imagine,
God.
Guys.
Shut the fuck
we said
up.
We're doing an all-male show.
Ugh. Lewis said he posted online. He's like, I'm doing an all-male burlesque show. What did you call it? You were like something. So I know like male burlesque guys. So I linked them all in a group Facebook message. I was like, hey, this is Lewis. He's looking for guy performers.
Yeah. And then I was like, beat it, homos. I was kidding.
Yeah. Put your tassels away, meat tits. Oh, fucking dudes. Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, Karen has a sexist show, but that's okay. We're not going to hold it against you. But imagine that. Imagine if we had the audacity to say, no women allowed.
No, you never see an all-male
No,
lineup, ever.
No, you don't almost. You really, it's very rare that you see an all-male
Frantic
lineup.
Frantic was all-male like a couple weeks ago.
That was one out of like 300 shows.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Right? Hold on.
My show's only once
happens.
A month.
This is what happens. Female comedians lose their minds, right?
They didn't lose my mind, but it's like sad.
But female comedians were. They were online going, oh, Frantic is an all-male lineup. There's all these comics and there's not one female. And literally, it would just happen to be that way. I'm sure there were females on it that pulled out. It just happened to be that way one day. Nobody thought about it that way.
Pull out.
There was no movement to like make it an all male show. If anybody did that, it would be considered fucked up, and we'd be like, "Whoa, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
And they'll use that as an example.
Whatever.
But there's
it's just
400 all female shows every
single
single day in New York City.
Not.
Yes, there are.
Name another one.
I can name.
Do it.
There's
name
a,
it. There, name one. You can't.
There's a show called.
There's not.
There.
Mine's like
Break.
One of the only ones.
There's another one called.
Mine's like the
name
only
anything.
One.
Find the Punchline.
Shut
there's
up.
Another one.
Chocolate
Take,
yogurt.
Shut this. Mine's the only one.
That's not true. The only
Think
all female
one.
Show.
Yeah, monthly. Go. Yeah.
Isn't there that one
name
called
one.
Am I Right, Ladies? There's another.
What?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right, what
I
move
periods
on.
Are weird.
Yeah,
are weird.
So listen to me. Okay, either way, we'll move on. One of its producers is a comedian named Karen, and last night she was featured on a reality show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life about a fat woman living with PCOS.
What does PCOS mean?
I don't know. I just keep on thinking piece of shit disease.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
I'm a big fat piece of shit
That's
disease.
That's a nice way of saying it. I like pie. Cupcakes are good.
Karen said some things on the show that really made me sad, and yes, I've contacted her personally about this, blah, 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 blah. So a lot of these burlesque performers are now signing up with this other woman, and she's going out of her way to try to get people not to perform on your show.
I think that's the insinuation. Yeah, she keeps saying no, but I mean, why would you call me out like that?
The comedy and burlesque are not worlds that should be combined.
These are the
Don't go to Karen's show. I'll tell you right now.
Suck my dick.
It's not a good idea.
My show's great. It's a ton
of fun.
Sounds
really funny.
It's super fun. No, it's great.
I'm sure the comics that perform on it are funny, and I'm sure I've seen some burlesque dancers that were entertaining. No, yeah. They were entertaining.
Our burlesque girls that we book are all amazing. They're funny. They do weird shit. They pull lollipops out of their assholes.
I'm okay
great.
With it.
One
I'm
of them
not...
fucked a cake in front of my dad.
Here's the problem.
Why?
Okay. Here's the problem. Because of, and you are a living example of the problem on why you're not going to combine the worlds of burlesque
I've
and comedy.
I've been doing it for 5 years. What are you talking about?
Well, the There's shit has hit the
no,
fan.
No, I think that more people
fan.
Are going to come out to my next show.
The shit
August
has hit the
7th.
Fan. Well, I'll tell you what, because
more people are going to come out.
You and I've heard this happen at other burlesque comedy shows. Somebody will make a joke. They'll make a joke either about it, like we were making before about it being like strippers, or they'll make a joke about a girl's body, or they'll make a joke about whatever, and they're very hypersensitive in that community, and there's just nothing funny about telling people that they can't quote unquote body shame or they can't make jokes about certain things. If I'm a comedian and I'm barely one, but if I were a better comedian and I were at a show and there's a girl with nipple tassels on making them twirl, I'm going to make a joke about it. Period. That's crazy. And if you can't, I've heard of comedians getting in trouble at shows because burlesque girls are like, oh, they're not taking what we do seriously. There's nothing serious about the fucking comedy business, and I feel like the burlesque business is supposed to be this super serious business.
That's a lot of the acts we book are comedic. They're really funny. This chick lays an egg. She like squeezes a tampon into a wine
I thought that
glass.
Was her name, lays an egg. I was like, that's a cool name. Yeah.
Glad you interrupted me for that.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
This is why you're never coming back to the
you're
show.
You're a cocksucker.
This is why you're never coming back to the show.
Don't want
You'll
to
You'll never
come back.
Be back on
Thank
My
you.
Big Fat Fabulous
Good.
Life.
I'm in the reunion
You'll
special, so yes, I am.
Never be back on Real Ass Podcast.
What else?
Stand up and take your clothes off. They're about to kick you out of your own show.
My show. They can't kick me out.
Let's get some of this other hate mail. Do you have any of the hate mail
yeah,
on
Yeah, can
hand?
I have my phone, Maddie? It's in my, like, mail. I sent, didn't I? I send you a
you
screenshot
did send
of
me.
The death threat?
You did. All right, I'm going to read that right now.
The because death threat is good. Mike Racine was ready to protect me last night. He brought his gun to the show.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Mike Racine doesn't have a gun.
Yes, he does.
He has a concealed carry permit?
I don't know. Yeah,
did
it's
you
his stomach.
Snitches get stitches. Did you just write out Mike Racine?
Yeah, I don't think that like, you're supposed to say Mike walk around with a
I'm
gun.
I'm kidding.
Backpack.
But I'm not. I think he has a gun.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a fucking gun. Shut up.
He has pasta sauce in his
it's
backpack.
It's not hard to get
think...
have a gun, right?
Okay.
He just feels bad for Karen because she reminds him of his brother.
His brother's retarded, people. All right. So this is a death threat that you got. This is from Facebook. Can we give the guy's name?
Yeah, everybody can go kill this guy.
Yeah, I feel like we should give his name because he's a fucking cocksucker who's given a death threat to one of our friends. Yeah. His name is David Matthew Gower, G-O-U-R. David Matthew Gower. So he, Maddie, can I get a music bed for this? Maybe
I want
something.
To see a photo of this guy. I want to see what this dude looks like.
Yeah. Let's see. What about just put in some sad violin music. David Matthew Gower wanted Karen to know. Hold on, I'm waiting for Maddie to pull up the music. Here it is.
It's already hilarious.
So David Matthew Gower wants Karen to know, hey, you fucking cunt. Oh.
Just is it hey, comma, you fucking cunt, or is it all one sentence?
He doesn't use any punctuation at all. This is all one.
You know what that means?
Do you want me to
fucking true crazy, dude?
No, this guy's true a crazy. This guy's a yeah. fucking nut. Okay. Do you want me to read it how he wrote it with no punctuation?
Yes.
I don't know if I can do it. Hey, you fucking cunt. Just watching your fucking back. I'm going to find you and kill you and your whole family for raising you to bully overweight people. Oh, this is too many. This is too many words. Sorry. All right. Hey, you fucking cunt. I'm going to add punctuation. Just watch your fucking back. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you and your whole family for raising you to bully overweight people. I'll be bringing a gun to your show. Joke's on you.
She doesn't have a show. Stupid.
And point it at your head and pull the trigger. You're a waste of human life. So what? You've been alcohol free for a year. That still makes you a drunk because it's not been 10 years.
What?
Hey.
You deserve to be killed. You deserve to be killed. And a lot of people that know you are hate your fucking guts. So just watch your fucking back, you cunt.
Yeah.
I'm a little bum. We already gave away Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Oh, did we? Aw.
Turn the music on, Maddie, because there's more. There's more. This is just one guy. This is David Matthew Gower. Death threat. Did you report him to Facebook, Karen?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
I don't know.
Was he suspended?
I don't even know if I did it right. Yeah, I think so, because everything disappeared.
That's actually, like, because he said where he's going to do it and, like, how he's going to do it. There's a, like, that's a...
I can't even tell the police.
That's a, yeah, because that's a... legit threat. It wasn't an empty threat. He said motive and where.
Yeah.
And then he's fat or something.
Yeah, I mean, he literally said
he's in good shape. He has a fat girlfriend.
He's gonna bring a gun to your show.
Because he likes fat people. I mean, people are attracted to fat people.
Yeah. So I mean, he's mentally handicapped. I went onto his page, and what he does is he's definitely handicapped because he messages other shows. Like he wrote a long message to the tattoo show. What is it called?
Ink Master,
being like, I'm not watching you anymore because you kicked this guy off. But he was like he was breaking up with the show. It was nuts. But yeah, he sent her a fucking death. How crazy is that? Over a fucking reality show. And he's not even fat.
His girlfriend's fat, I guess.
Yeah. So this was another one that you sent me, Karen. Let's see. Hold on.
She had already pulled up is pretty funny.
This is Debbie.
Yeah, you have Debbie. I sent you Debbie. Yeah.
Little Debbie?
No. Giant Debbie. Debbie to the second power.
Do you really think you're funny? Were you just trying to get your 15 minutes of fame off the fat girl, Whitney Thor?
No. Fat back.
Off the back of the fat
back
girl.
Of the fat girl.
Off the back of a fat girl, Whitney Thor.
There's a lot of back, you fucking stupid cunt.
No one knew your name before. You got me looking you up, though, to tell you I think you're a disgusting person. You don't bully people into anything. Who do you think you are? I hope you get what's coming to you. Not cool at all. We need role models, spelled R-O-L-L. At least Whitney is out there.
That's how she spelled it.
At least Whitney is out there showing her struggle honestly, and she is helping people, unlike you. So sad for you. I don't usually get this upset, but I feel you really crossed the line. A lot of exclamation points. Any more, Karen?
There's at least 200 comments on my Instagram about it.
How do they sign off on these? Like, always hungry, yeah. Sandra.
I'm loving it. I'm not loving it.
I'm not loving it.
There's this one girl's Instagram who her, like, bio on her Instagram says spread kindness around like confetti, and she went to 6 of my pictures and was like, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, people yeah, they get very upset with a bully. Maddie, you can kill the music. They get very upset with a bully.
She's but, a bully though.
Yeah, you're not really a bully.
I mean, she's a bitch in real life.
You made a point on the show, which is that that there's a certain amount of bullying that can be effective when it comes down to stuff like this. And I kind of understand the point. But what do you, I mean, were you joking when you made that statement?
No, because I do think that, like, we're here to, like, check ourselves as, like, humanity and, like, people and friends. And when you're, like, doing, like, fucked up shit, like, what else? What are friends for? They're just going to ignore and, like, watch you, like, kill yourself?
Well, I think that's actually, because here's the thing. When they edit the show, it's very easy to, and I want to show another clip in a minute, because they did that with your stand-up set. They just, like, cut all the jokes out. It's just, like, literally cut out little lines that pertain to, like the show. So at one point, it's just a quick jump shot where it's like, I'm skinny. I'm not fat. Fat people. Jesus Christ, she's really obsessed. But I think they kind of edited together to kind of, I mean, I don't think they made you look bad. I think you kind of came off expressing a very valid point on the show. But I think what they kind of, or maybe you didn't really articulate this, but I think, like, yeah, bullying is a little different. I think if you're walking down the street and you see a person that's overweight that you don't know, yeah, mind your fucking business. You shouldn't go up to them and be like, hey, fatty, good fucking job. But if you know somebody that is, like, I'm eating like a fucking animal on the strip. Dave Smith is my best friend. He came to me at one point on our tour a week ago, and I was like, dude, you gotta stop eating like an animal. He's like, I'm watching you get fat. It's scary. You gotta stop. And instead of him just going, hey, dude, no, totally cool. Everything's great, man.
I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, you look better this way. You're so fabulous and happy. You're like, there's nothing. I'm literally shoveling McDonald's fries into my face on our way to get Philly cheesesteaks. Because I was like, well, you should make a French fry stop. Right?
I will say you spilling ranch on yourself was the height of my month.
Yeah.
Louis, we're in Philly, and Louis dumped an entire container of ranch all over his tits, stomach, and thighs.
I was doing my burlesque show.
And walking down the street trying to wipe it off. Oh.
Yeah. It was a fucking fat moment, and my friend at that moment had the right to... And by the way, Dude, I'm friends with comics. You know how many times I've just been called fat over the past 2 weeks? They're so fucking mean. And I think people that aren't in our world, you know, I think maybe we're not super sensitive to stuff because we just kind of do this to each other. I'll look at Tinkle in the face and be like, nice fucking face, you ugly monster. And I'm just like, hey, we're friends still. We'll just go out and get coffee after that. It was like nothing.
And I just go home and laugh. Man. That Louis, he got me again. As I'm changing the water heater. Yeah, fucking, yeah. You're right, man. It's so fun.
No, I posted that thing when I was like a blackout wasted mess on Legion of Skanks and everything. There was a Twitter feed about it. There was a fucking Reddit thread about it. It was all over Facebook. Fucking Patrick Milligan was tagging me on Facebook for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And was it horrible? Like during that like couple like 24 hours? Yeah, I felt like garbage, but I also stopped drinking. So, I mean, you can't tell me that bullying isn't effective. Also, bullying. People like really like to jump from bullying to harassment to abuse like really quickly, and I just think that it's a more nuanced than that.
I agree.
I don't think what like you did was bullying, and I don't think what you're just saying is like, it's one thing that, dude, they had you come on a show to be like the opposition to somebody. It wasn't like you like sought this fat girl out and was like just like mean to her for no reason.
And I mean,
what those people
called...
did to you is fucking bullying, because you don't know them and they're just like, you know, they're like, their minds are racing and they don't know what to do, and they had this like visceral reaction, and then they just started like threatening you. That's like fucking bullying.
Well, I never made a single comment about her body. Not
it's
once.
They're not playing by the same rules. Here's the problem, right? They have certain weapons that are on the table, right? So they edit this together. They portray people the way they want them to be portrayed. You sign a contract saying, hey, I can't say certain things. So you see certain things behind the scenes. You're a part of this whole bigger thing, and you don't have all of the tools that you should be able to have in order to win the argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come out and go, oh, technically it's a breach of contract to go, oh, they edited me to make me look bad. You know what I'm saying? You have to just go, oh, no, that's what happened. That's that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's kind of unfair. Like, we've talked, you know, off the air about this, but there's certain things that really just bug me about the situation, like, that you literally just can't even have a discussion about, and you kind of... And it was funny, is I still think you're winning the argument. I posted it to Twitter. I posted the video. I said, who's winning? Who's right in this video? Karen Feehan or Whitney? 86% are with Karen Feehan.
Yeah!
86%. Wow. The exact same percentage of body fat that Whitney Way Thor has. Unbelievable.
And
ironic,
the year
I don't
that
know
I was
what
born.
That means. There you go. That's not true.
Nope.
Play this video. This is also, this is after your comedy show, right?
Yeah.
I don't equate thinness with like ultimate happiness.
You should.
I don't either, but I don't equate obesity with healthiness either. I think that
you just said healthiness, but I said happiness. Like, that's not even the same thing. I realized that I had to uncouple happiness and thinness.
Happy and healthy sounds the same coming through jowls.
I will not wait to live my life, and I will assert that I am a worthy human being and that I deserve basic respect. That is what fat people want.
Somebody who says that they're happier than they've ever been, you sure cry a lot.
People have never looked at me like this.
Bad up.
Attacking me for saying that is so dumb. Like, I would never look at her and make light of her alcoholism or anything like that. So, she can sit and spin. I've always been a crier.
Well, like, just, it's like, I, again, I just don't really believe you. I don't really buy what you're saying.
But that's fine. I don't need you to buy it.
That's fine. You don't want me to buy it. You don't want me to care. You don't want to have. You don't want to have. Yeah, you don't want to have a conversation.
What are we doing?
This
is the thing.
And your friend just called me an idiot. I mean, is that productive conversation?
You know, I don't like resorting to name calling all the time, but sometimes when somebody's not hearing you and they're not trying to hear you, you just kind of, you know, you get fed up.
You see better as thinner, period. You have tunnel vision. If you didn't know me, you wouldn't know I had PCOS. You wouldn't know I've been thin for more than I've been fat. You wouldn't know I lost 100 pounds on my own. You wouldn't know I had eating disorders. Would you know any of it?
Whoa.
And that's the problem. Nobody knows
that. And when you tell her, listen, so why are we even still here?
I don't understand your role.
I thought that her friend was really passive-aggressive. I think that he's essentially enabling her every step of the way.
I just think you have a wall up and you're just full of excuses and you can cry and you can say you're happy. I just don't buy it. You're not going to convince
me. But there you go.
I just don't believe it.
How do I need you to buy my own life? Like, I think it's important for people that
are going to look up to you. An 18-year-old girl that gets diagnosed with PCOS and you're the first figure she sees and she's like, oh, well, I'll just say I'm fat and I'm happy and whatever.
That's not what I do because fat people can't win up against people like you.
She actually already made that point, so.
You did. Like, you can't win. And, like, it's a fight that I usually fight, and you can't, and that's cool.
Have a nice night. Let's go.
Yeah.
God, I just want to have me, like, pull up in a car behind and be like, she loves black cop. What are you doing? I won this fight already.
Yeah, man.
Did you have the video of her on the scooter up, Maddie?
Yeah, that was,
She's a leprechaun?
Well, this is exactly the point. It's like, then they have a video of her. They go, all right, well, she gets an injury, right? It was like a back injury or a knee injury or something, right?
Doing what? Yeah.
Reaching for her shampoo bottle.
So
I'm not kidding.
She's supposed to be in this. She's a part of this big girl dance team where it's all like overweight women and they dance. And by the way, I'm totally okay with that. And, you know, the idea, I don't think the idea is like, oh, they're going to be fit and they're going to try to lose weight. It's like, no, they want to dance and they want to feel comfortable and they don't want to be the only fat chick in a dance class. And that's cool.
They're comfortable.
Yeah. So, like, they have this class and she can't march in the parade because she's injured. So they put her on a Walmart scooter and have her in the front of the fucking parade. And there's people laughing at her. And you go, guys, like, you do realize she's the butt of the joke here. It's like, why are we pretending? The people that are watching the show that are getting her back so strong against you and making death threats against you. It's like, guys, you're supporting a show that the entire show is doing so much worse than anything you said to her. You said some real shit to a human being that she should probably hear, that people in her life should be telling her.
You didn't say anything fucking like rude or out of left field or...
Yeah, you didn't say, oh, you're less of a human being. Like, you're more of a human being, to be honest.
A lot more.
But they put her on a scooter, they put silly music on, and then they fucking show people's reactions to her fucking, you know, slowly moving by at the front of this parade. And you're supporting that show, which is even more fucked up, in my opinion.
Yep.
Okay, fat people on any kind of wheels is funny. Yeah.
You should see her on skis. It's so funny.
What kind of skis are those?
I don't know. They were like two sleds.
Zach, we talked about this before when we were talking about Zach. Oh, you want to play some of this? You can play some of it. This is Whitney Way Thor.
I feel like so ridiculous. I don't like to be on the scooter.
Yeah, then get up and walk.
Whitney has to sit on the sidelines during this performance, and it is just killing her. Usually, she would just try and smile through it, but it is just hurting her, and I can see it on her face.
Yeah.
That was Whitney.
There are thousands of people here at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
All right, we get it. So, yeah.
That's it, man.
It's good for you, Karen. I don't think you come off bad, though.
A lot of people don't like me.
Yeah, but a lot of people like you, too. And that's the thing with comedy in general. When you have an agenda, right? Not that you didn't have an agenda in this situation, but you've kind of been thrusted.
Thrust. You can just say thrust. The past tense is thrust. You don't have to say thrusted.
You've been thrusted into.
You've been thrusted, too.
You've been thrusted into
thrust.
One side of an argument that people are very passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, so. This was going to happen.
I mean, if my little sister, who struggled with her weight forever, has her master's, is a biology teacher, agrees with everything I said. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a matter of intellect, too, a lot of this. Like, a lot of these people are just anti-science. They don't want to hear any facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the issue when you take a side in an argument like that, is you're going to get people that are going to love you. You're going to get people that are going to hate you. Right? You know? So, it's like when we talked about Trump a couple months back on the show, where it came out that we didn't support Trump on the show. Nobody was voting for Trump. We had a bunch of people that fucking immediately started hating on us. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm not out there campaigning for Hillary. I'm not out there campaigning against Trump. I don't give a shit. Just what it comes down to, I'm just not an agenda-driven comic.
And no one listened to the bottom line, which was, we don't vote at all.
Yeah.
For anybody.
Yeah.
And they're just mad that we don't vote. No, across the board, none of us give a fuck.
Yeah, they're all fucking criminals. They're all people that shouldn't be trusted. None of them actually run the country. So it's like, I don't know. I'm not playing this game. I'm more invested in America's Got Talent than I am in the presidential race.
But if somebody was paying you to, would you pick sides?
If somebody was just paying me, somebody said, here's... No, if I had to pick a side, I'd pick Hillary. I don't got to be paid. I pick Hillary over Trump, but I think that they're both criminals. And I don't think that the bottom line, for me personally, it's going to make a difference in my life if it's Trump or Hillary. You know, we've talked about it a million times on the show, so I don't want to beat a dead horse here. Let's change gears for a second. Let's go to the MMA segment. Maddie.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's get it on!
All right, hi guys.
Maddie, what do we got going on, my friend?
Big fight just happened this past weekend. Holly Holm took on, I forget her first name, but Shevchenko, and she got beat down. Pretty
Alexandra.
Pretty handily.
What's her name?
That sounds about right. Something to Shevchenko. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was a beat down, but it was definitely a pretty
Valentina Shevchenko.
It was one sided. I mean, yeah, she didn't like beat her ass. It was like a point win, but Holly Holm, yeah, she did not look good, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, two in a row, Holly Holm loses, which is, I mean, not good. Not good for her. Not good for female MMA in general. Here's where I'm at, right? I think female MMA is in trouble right now.
I think you're totally wrong.
Well, my argument was always Ronda Rousey's performance was really bad, and I think Holly Holm's got, like, a lot of fucking credit, and I think she did well, but Ronda Rousey's performance was a lot worse. So yeah. I think she got credit for that, and I think now it's obvious that she's not as.
Yeah, I've also said that before. Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm fight again. I think Ronda Rousey takes the fight. I think she came in with a really poor game plan, and I think she was distracted by her movie career and her budding Hollywood career. But I think it's bad for female MMA, and this is why. The entire sport was resting on the value of Ronda Rousey, that star, you know. When it comes down to it, and I know you're close with Misha. Misha's probably the next most popular fight, and then right after that, a fighter, and then right after that, a cyborg. There's just not enough compelling, interesting fighters out there to get people to get up and buy a fucking ticket. You know, if you look at, pull up the top five female bantamweight fighters for me, okay? Well, if I'm not mistaken, and Tinkler, you could, I'll wait for your response, but tell me if I'm not mistaken. I believe that none of them have more than one or two wins in a row, except for the champion now. Everybody has lost recently. There's nobody that's really badass. Yeah. And I think in female MMA, you need a Ronda Rousey to kind of keep on generating interest and keep on opening people's eyes.
Well, yeah. Like, the sad thing about the Misha fight was she was poised to hit the fucking stratosphere. If she had won that fight, because then she would have two in a row and would have been like two great wins, and then they would have set her up for a Ronda Rousey. I think, I mean, because she was already making the rounds on Conan, I think she was going to go like the next level. And but unfortunately, like the ones who win, and then everyone's like, oh, that's the brand new girl, then they lose the next fight. I mean, let's face it, no one wants to be, I mean, no one wants a non, well, that's not fair to say, no one. But it's a harder sell for a non-English-speaking Brazilian lesbian who's not on the...
Yeah, forget even she's a lesbian. I mean, look at Anderson Silva. It took Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva had to become the undeniably best fighter in the world of our time, and then put like five wins in a row after everyone acknowledged that he was the best, that he still had to win like five in a row, first round, like crazy knockouts, in order for people to go like, oh, shit, I want to watch this guy fight. Back in the day when Anderson Silva was champion, and for the first couple of years, he was selling like 300,000, 400,000 pay-per-views each time, because he just wasn't able to speak the language and wasn't able to connect with fans. Maddie, why do you think I am wrong?
Because this is one of the biggest cards of all, like, ratings-wise, of all time. This peaked at, like, 4.7 million.
The Fox.
Yes, and it happened rounds 3 to 5 for the home fight. So you got a similar situation to what happened with Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin, where people are calling their friends up, saying, you got to go watch this fucking fight. It's great. Yeah. And... it's during the summer, which is like hard to like. You got a Saturday night in July. It's hard to get fucking numbers on the on those nights.
Who are the top five female fighters in the world?
Champion Amanda Nunes, then 1 through 5, Misha Tate.
Slow one at a time. Misha Tate,
Holly Holm.
Hold on, Misha Tate coming off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Holm coming off 2 losses in a row.
Ronda Rousey
coming off a loss.
Juliana Pena.
Hold on, Juliana.
She's got four. She's on a 4-fight win streak. As is Amanda Nunes, and Kat Zingano's coming off, I think, 2 losses.
Yeah. So, Juliet Pena, and she's also hot.
But what I'm thinking we're seeing is maybe, you know, oh, this is the chick that beat Ronda. Let's go watch her. And now this new chick who is really fucking good. I thought they were feeding her to Holly Holm for sure. But I knew she was going to be good at some point. I didn't think she was going to do that. But now you have this new chick that's like, oh, who the hell is this bitch? What can she do? Can she beat Ronda? Can she beat Holly again? Can she beat Amanda Nunes? Because I think they fought to a close decision, these two.
Yeah.
And she just barely lost.
Yeah, I'm looking up Juliana Pena.
Yeah, I think
right
it was
now.
Like 49-46. I mean, it was an okay fight, but it was like, I mean, her fucking kickboxing is really good.
Dude, she fucking threw everything she did was perfect. Everything. Every counter was perfect. Every trip, every throw. There was just nothing Holly could. She couldn't amount on offense.
I don't see people getting super behind Valentina Shevchenko.
Unless she knocks them out.
I don't see it happening. Ronda had the it factor. There was an enigmatic quality to her personality and her vibe.
Yeah.
There was like a sexiness to her stare. And to be honest with you, you know, everyone, she seemed to be head and shoulders above everybody else at kind of generating that type of interest. Yeah. Look, maybe there was a lot of people watching the Holly Holm fight, but to be honest with you, I could not imagine Holly Holm selling a single pay-per-view.
Without beating Ronda Rousey, for sure. I'm sure that a big part of that, I have to assume.
Ronda is a big fight. But Ronda is the key factor there. I don't think there's any other big female fights out there.
But are we going to see? Are we going to see like a leapfrog effect?
Karen Fia versus Whitney Way Thor.
There you go.
Are we going to see a leapfrog effect where every
four Karens versus Whitney?
Yeah,
Thor. Where the levels keep going up with these chicks that are coming. You know what I mean? Did Ronda start this like domino effect? Of, you know, or Holly, so the domino effect beating
you
Ronda.
And Whitney should fight together like Master Blaster.
Yeah,
she just throw
shoulders.
You at people.
I mean, people were excited to see Holly because she's the girl who fucking knocked out Ronda Rousey. I mean, when I said like Holly Holm was fighting, people who don't, her casual fans, were like, oh shit, like yeah, I don't know who she was. Yeah. But so she has a couple more fights of that, but if she keeps losing, it's gonna go away. I mean,
it's gone. All right, well, that's it. Maddie, go grab the scales.
Sure.
We'll grab the scale because I want to do some weigh-in. We're gonna do a weigh-in for everybody on the show today, including Karen Fian.
Okay. Can I plug Hyman Fisting for the night?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you guys gotta listen because we're gonna be talking about Mark Hunt fucking losing his mind on the MMA Hour and calling UFC cunts.
Yeah.
And did you hear the interview?
No, I haven't heard it.
Scorched the fucking earth, dude.
I read the headline.
Dude.
Oh, I can't wait.
He has every right to be, actually. But yeah, so tonight, tomorrow at noon. Right.
Yeah. Tomorrow at noon, every Thursday at noon, Hammer Fisting Podcast. Chris Tinkle, Ricky Bones. Great show. You guys have been doing a great job with it.
Oh, thanks, man.
Really great show.
Yeah, I'll just go fuck myself, I guess.
Oh, Maddie, too, you're on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, check out the other shows in Gas Digital Network. Obviously, we have that commercial that you cut together, right, Maddie? I pre-recorded last week. We did the fucking... check out the other shows. Brand new Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, which was hilarious last night. Love Tim Dillon. Congratulations to Tim being up in Montreal at the Just for Laughs New Faces. And Sarah Tolomash and Evan Williams and a lot of other great fucking comics.
And JP.
Oh, yeah. JP McDade is up there. Yes, he is.
Christy Chiello is there, not for New Faces.
Okay.
I mean, well, we can go through everybody.
Last week, I weighed in the morning. You weren't here, Tinkle.
How much?
I put on 21 pounds in 5 days.
What?
272 pounds I weighed in last week.
Oh, dude, you'd have to lose 7 pounds to get knocked out by Mark Hunt.
Yeah, I was... If you want a little perspective about how heavy I am, the weight limit in the UFC for heavyweight is 265 pounds. Yeah. 7 pounds
you
more
aren't
than,
a heavyweight.
Than Brock Lesnar weighed
yes.
in it.
Yes, you aren't a heavyweight.
No. I couldn't get into the UFC with my current weight. I'm 6'1". Okay. It's not attractive. Not a good look.
Yeah, what happened?
I got...
Like, when did you just stop giving a fuck?
I really fell off on the tour. It was just nonstop. So, but now for the past week, it's been over a week. It's been 8 days now. I'm back on the real ass diet. I haven't been exercising, but I am, and I want to talk about this in a minute. I'm joining kickboxing class. Kickboxing right in my neighborhood, and I got very excited about it.
He's fighting under the name Butterbeaner.
That was fucking
good. And then you can fight it at any weight class. If you're
so, no, I'm joining this kickboxing gym, and I went in there yesterday. I was walking by, and I was excited. I was like, oh, shit, a brand new kickboxing gym. I walk in, and it's definitely group fitness classes. Like, it's all moms. So it's just going to be me, like, really thinking, like, in my head, like, with the UFC music blaring. Yeah. And then a bunch of fucking moms doing group fitness classes. But it's a good deal. It's 3 classes for $20, and they give you free gloves. Pretty good. And then you sign up for a commitment if you like it.
Oh, God. You guys are going to fucking pair off, and you're going to injure some fucking fat
just
soccer
drill
mom.
Drill some fucking 40-year-old mom in the side of the head. So that's what I'm doing to get back in shape, guys.
I support your health initiative.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, Karen. So look, 200. Where did Maddie go? Maddie, where are you?
There's cocaine all over the scale.
You can't just walk
nice
away.
Try, Zach.
You can't just walk away from the show. What did he do? Where did he go?
What is that? What's on the scale?
It's fucking powder. What do you think? Powdered sugar. What do you think is on a scale?
You're supposed to put cocaine in the bag. You just don't dump it.
What
like,
do you think is on
that's a good Coke surface, though.
Yeah, it's obviously baby powder.
Yeah, anything black obviously. Is a good Coke surface, like yeah. a black table or a black dick. Yeah. Anything that you yep. can see the Coke really yep. easy.
All right, yep. Maddie, what happened to you? Where'd you go?
I had to piss badly.
That's not the way it works. I also
well,
after
you guys were all weighing in, I thought I had a minute.
After I weigh in, I want another coffee too. So here it is, guys. I'm going to weigh in. Zach, take over.
Shouldn't I go first? Because we know I'm not going to break it.
My feet are sweaty. Sorry about this, guys.
Lewis steps up to the scale.
There's baby powder on there, so you should be fine.
Why is it working?
It's not turned on.
There it is. All right, here it is, guys. 272 last week.
272 pounds last week.
Who's reading it? You're not. You won't even look at it.
255.
Wow.
What?
17 pounds in a week.
Wow. Why? What
I don't
you
fucking
do?
Bullshit. People
that's
think I.
What did you. Wow. That's I know. That's safe. Like
yeah,
so
what are you
much,
doing?
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people think I'm bullshitting about this. I did it on the show 2 weeks in a row.
But I don't think it's good to lose that much so fast.
It was
your
great.
Heart.
What are you
well,
talking
yeah.
about?
I mean, listen, I don't care.
Well, I mean, you probably didn't do anything for her. So if you do any, so if you exercise at least a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't exercise. Right? It was all yeah. diet.
It was all diet?
It was all diet. 17 pounds in 1 week on the real ass diet.
But if what you're saying, like he would have more muscle if he was exercising. So
hold on, Zach.
More.
Hold on.
Yeah. Like he lost all like water weight pretty much.
Yeah.
Error. It's fluctuating.
It gave up.
No, dude, I was way closer to 300 than I was.
Yeah, no. Go
it
again.
Was,
go again.
Yeah,
you were 322
like
last week. It's somewhere between 303 and 315 pounds.
Really?
That means I lost weight.
That's good.
You did lose weight. You did lose weight.
A scale shouldn't have like a question mark on it.
Karen's warming her hands up.
Oh, boy. I forgot.
Karen, get on the scale. Yay. I want to see how much you weigh.
Wait, do you guys want to guess how much I weigh?
I'm going to guess 102 pounds.
More?
Yeah.
107.
Hold on. Take your clothes off.
Yeah, it's not very accurate weighing. If you have your top on.
Oh, 101.
We got triple digits?
That fuck.
100.8. 100.8 pounds.
Someone's falling off the rails.
Yeah. So look, that's
no,
all.
Someone does a, rails. That's yeah.
Falling on the rails.
I love my.
Does someone
Adderall.
Have a carb over the week.
So yeah, 255 pounds I'm down to, and I'm going to continue to weigh in. I feel like we should have done some sort of marathon where people could donate money for each pound that I lose, and we should have given it to charity.
Are you the charity?
No, I don't want the money. I wanted to give it away to children or fat people or something.
No, fat people shouldn't get it.
Well, to help them lose weight, we're a very caring show on the Real Ass Podcast, okay? We try to inspire people.
Okay, Lewis, if you got $1,000, how would you help fat people lose weight with that? I'm just curious what you think is going
to
happen with that.
Well, if you donate it to some sort of fucking fat farm, I don't know how it works.
Fat farm. No. That's, what, so they can buy fucking wheat?
What is a fat farm? Is it a place fat people go? Is it kind of like rehab for fat people?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Fat camp.
Yeah, it's fat camp.
But they do it for adults.
Yes.
Zach, we should go to adult fat camp. Do you know how much pussy we will slay at adult fat camp?
You know, that would be a reality show. That would be a fucking great reality show.
That's really funny. That is a great reality show.
Oh, my God.
Me and Zach go to fat camp.
What kind of asshole... also, like, works at a fat camp. You know what I mean? You must be a real prick.
Yeah.
To have to work
there was a kid when we were, or there was a movie when we were kids.
Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Heavyweights.
All the kids went to fat camp. What happened
every
to
every fat kid from every other movie is in it.
So yeah, yeah,
Goldberg
yeah.
from the Mighty Ducks. Like, sure. Every fat kid is in Heavyweights.
Is Donkey Lips in it? Remember Donkey Lips?
And as they got older, they got smart and they lost weight so they can be healthy. They didn't stay fat.
Yeah. Well, and I guarantee, pull up the...
Except that kid from Friday Night Lights who just died.
Pull up the trailer from Heavyweights, Maddie.
It's so cool.
This is 1995. It's a different time. I don't remember exactly the movie, but I guarantee you we were making fat jokes left and right in that movie. Left and right in that movie. And these were the good guys. But they took it. That's the thing. That is a thing in life. If you give up to your addictions, we should point our finger at you and go, you fucked up. Simple as that. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're correct.
I agree with you.
If Karen fell off the wagon and started drinking again, you should smack the bottle out of her hand. Say, what the fuck are you doing? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Same thing with fat people.
After you call TLC.
Yeah.
Let's see. Go pull up the trailer for Heavyweights. It's a Disney. It's a Disney picture
Disney
as well.
Movie.
Woo! Oh, pull over.
Yeah. Far from the everyday world, there is a place.
It's little Zach on his bus.
Congratulations, Mr. Sims. You are the fattest boy in camp.
Is beautiful.
Download.
And then. Isn't it?
This is definitely not sanitary.
For Jerry and his friends, it was a dream come true. Until the new owner.
That is.
Oh, that's right. It's Ben Stiller.
Doing the exact character he does in Dodgeball?
Yes.
Lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle.
Now, after 6 weeks of frustration.
Lunch is canceled today due to lack of hustle.
Starvation.
There isn't a gummy bear left in this entire camp.
And humiliation.
They were both the Mighty Ducks. There was a black kid from Mighty Ducks, too.
Is Keenan in this film?
Yeah.
Far more important.
Yeah, that was Keenan Thompson back
then. Pounds.
I have a plan.
He's out to gain respect.
What is going on?
You can't kidnap the owner of a camp.
All right.
Welcome.
All right, we get it. Yeah. It was a body positive message in that movie, though.
Yeah, but it was still an honest message too. It's complicated, you know. But they still were like, "Yeah, you're fat, but look, fat people can run. Watch yourself. Watch yourself run. Look, run. Put on this costume."
That's and there really isn't like look. There are certain people that you can be healthy and you could have some extra weight on you.
Of
you
course.
Know,
and I don't think all fat people even have food addiction necessarily.
Yeah, like you're not going to tell me Roy Nelson's not in shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He just likes eating. He doesn't want to diet, but he's a fucking professional athlete.
Well, he has a small frame. He can make 205 pounds easy.
Oh, yeah. He just loves to eat fucking Good Burger.
Loves it.
Yeah. Sorry. You'll notice what happens with me. Like, the way my mind works is I can't throw the ball very far. So we'd mentioned Keenan. So
yeah.
I couldn't. That's why I went to Good Burger. Like, my references have to be within just one or two little rings. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Onion rings.
Onion rings. Thank you very much. Real quick, pull up this story. I sent it to you in another email, Maddie, about Samsung.
I don't like this. Can I be excused for this?
No. Stop it.
I would like to be excused for this.
Why?
Because
Karen?
It's disgusting.
I don't know exactly what happened here. Pull it up
you
for a second.
You didn't look it up?
I looked it up for... I don't know. It can't be true. We have to Snopes it because I don't know if it's true.
I saw a picture and I just... I can't.
Okay. Boycott Samsung. I want to read... Maddie, you read it because you can read it a little better than I can from here.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay. These machines are manufactured by Samsung to rip the hair off dogs while they are still alive in the machine as it spins. This is bullshit.
Whoa. Stop mumbling. Fucking read clearly.
Samsung supplies these machines to vendors and dog meat traders. Not only is Samsung actively helping the barbaric practice of dog eating to continue, but are also contributing to the suffering of thousands of dogs that are being tortured.
There's no way this is real.
By being boiled, blowtorched, or skinned alive. The most horrific, brutal...
Why would they blowtorch a dog to death? Does that not seem a little bit excessive?
And where do you buy a Samsung dog blowtorch? On Amazon. Do you get Prime with that? 2-day express shipping? The fuck? I don't think Samsung's gonna put their name on a bunch of fucking dog killing
dog
traptions. I think someone would have noticed that. Hey, are we selling dog killing shit? We should probably not do that. Make a lot of money with galaxies.
So this machine, what is this machine? Hey,
what's
Maddie?
Yakamoto been up to in the dog murdering department?
What is this machine?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like a nail bucket.
It looks fucking awful.
Okay, I need a video of this machine and
no,
work.
No, you don't.
Karen, relax. Karen, not.
Oh,
we're
dude,
bringing,
I don't want to see a video.
Shut the fuck up. All of you guys are pussies, okay? This is. We're bringing attention.
Oh, dude, dog torture festival when you fucking.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, no,
dude,
hold on.
I have to pee anyway.
That was the article attached to this.
Let me see. Hold on.
I can't. I'm going to throw up.
I don't want to just see dog torture. I want to see this machine that rips the dog's
hair. Yeah, dude,
if
there's no video of this machine, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle it.
I don't even know how to, like...
Just Google fucking Samsung dog
called.
Machine.
Okay, that'll
How are you so dumb?
That'll come up right away.
Sort of bullying what you're doing right now.
But look what happened. He pulled it up.
Effective bully.
There we go. Samsung's dog skinning machine on Snopes. Pull it up on Snopes first and see if it's fucking
Here's the
true.
Thing. Like, if you look it up on Snopes, it's always bullshit. There it is.
False. See, it's false. Tinkle.
What?
Stop being a bitch. It's not even real.
Did you get a cookie?
What is it really, Maddie? Read
I mean,
it.
If somebody thought of this, it's real somewhere.
Maddie, read it. Read the fucking article.
All right. Where's the claim? A machine used to skin dogs is manufactured and sold by Samsung. False. Origin.
False. It's Sony.
Oh, shit.
A call to boycott the South Korean multinational conglomerate Samsung, best known in the U.S. for their electronics products, has been widely shared over the company's alleged involvement in the manufacture and sale of a device purportedly used
Go down. Come on.
To skin dogs alive for food preparation. And then this is the thing that
we
saw
down,
on Facebook.
Go down, Maddie. Go down.
What am I going down for? What are you looking for?
These machines are manufactured by Samsung to pull the dog's hair off while they're still alive, blah, blah, blah. Samsung does not care. The device pictured in the graphic is real, but the accompanying description is inaccurate. This device is not manufactured or sold by Samsung, and it was not used to skin dogs alive. The photograph of the dog carcass was taken by a Swiss documentary photographer who noted the device is being used to eliminate fur from an already dead dog.
I mean, it looks pretty high tech, so I can see where they got confused.
It was an already dead dog, Karen.
It was hairless, though. It was dead because it went through that nail machine.
That's how they, after they kill the dog, they do it in the nail machine.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's already dead.
Listen, though, there's some really gnarly shit out there. There are these dogs that they breed with raccoons to create this new breed of animal. And what they do is they electrocute them while they're alive and then, like, but they skin them and electrocute them at the same time. It's a crazy machine.
Look that up. Listen, Maddie. Look up what she's saying.
Raccoon dog electricity skinning machine. .com.
It's getting worse since I came back in the room.
Raccoon dog.
What's a raccoon dog? Oh, my God. Quick.
The tanuki?
They do them for their fur.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think it's like a breed they made up.
Yeah, look, I don't like dogs being tortured and skinned, but why do we hold dogs at a higher value than a deer?
Because they're domesticated and they can give affection.
Yeah, they've been domesticated for thousands of years. They're the reason we're here, or one of the reasons.
What?
Yeah. Think about it. All the hunting, protection.
Do you think that just humans a friend wouldn't when you're alone be in the woods here without shit? At dogs, you think humans wouldn't be here?
I think it'd be harder.
Yeah, what are you going to say? And then they're tools. Deer in your living room and watch Whitney make fun of her with a fucking deer?
No. Like any ancient tool had something to do with what we're doing today.
Yeah.
No, look, we'd be fine without dogs.
Okay, we'd be fine without electricity, I guess, too.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's all evolution.
Tell him, Maddie.
I hate Maddie. But I hate him, number one. I hate that he's kind of right. And I'm trying to like look for the angle in. Yeah. I'm looking for the angle in to call him wrong.
We don't need affection.
But then I'm also, I don't like how confident he was with his statement.
I like a beaten down Maddie.
I like dogs.
I feel like Karen found this because she was just Googling coon dog looking for a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Got me.
All right. There's a white coon dog.
That's all right, funny. Let's do the questions because we're going to get out of here in a minute. All right, real last question segment. Great job so far, guys. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, by the way, at Chris Tinkle with a K, at Zach is not funny, at K Freehams, Freehams, at Louis J. Gomez, at Realize Podcast, at Jester Skulls. And also, if you're listening to this on iTunes or not, fuck it, just go to our iTunes page. Leave us a 5-star rating, positive comments, some feedback for the show. Want to fucking get up there on the iTunes top 200. And if you guys haven't before, you guys can submit questions on my Facebook wall. The day of the show, I will post a little thread. You guys can put any questions if you want some insight into our world or some advice. We will try to get to them on the show. We do try to get to as many as possible. So here it is. Here it is. Jeremiah Hopkins wants to know, as a real-ass dude, if I follow through and get the RIP, with the I being a knife in RIP, Hector Gomez tattoo, what perks do I receive? If you get a RIP Hector Gomez tattoo with the I being a knife, real-ass dude t-shirt. Anybody who shows me the proof of an RIP Hector Gomez tattoo, free real-ass dude t-shirt. And I'll get you free tickets to one of my shows when I'm in your hometown. Which, by the way, we're planning another tour. Me and Dave Smith, the West Coast, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Bay Area, San Diego, Los Angeles, and I think Vegas. Lots of dates coming up in the fall. It's going to be fucking crazy. Me and Dave Smith, Legion of Skanks presents. Candace Trujillo wants to know, have you seen these Russian baby yoga videos? They claim it's good for the baby, but they are horrific. I'm just testing Maddie to see, like, here's what I would want in a producer. Here's what I would want. As soon as I mention something like that, like, immediately, like, his mind is like, boom, let me pull it up and have it ready to go. Just immediately. But I'm literally watching Maddie
I did get lost for a second there.
He's just watching the number on the clock move forward. I'm just with his mouth open and drooling.
I zoned out for a second.
And drooling a little bit. Just, this is the fucking producer on the show. Russian baby yoga videos.
Oh boy, it's going to be a problem.
Maddie.
Russian baby yoga videos.
Yeah. This is apparently a thing. I don't know. Why is it bad for the babies?
Oh, I've heard of this. They like bend their babies all around.
Let me see. Let's see what happens here.
This may be hilarious.
Well, a viral video circulating the web right now is horrifying parents and raising some serious questions about
pull up on the monitor.
Baby.
Yeah, it's kind of a mind blower. Most of the clips we're talking about on YouTube are called baby yoga or some variation of that.
Our Ashley Glass is
just a dude fucking a baby.
That's not yoga.
Video you're about to see, one of the first questions a lot of you will probably ask yourself, is this real? Well, it is, according to Time Magazine. They have verified it. And because of the video you will see, local health professionals are sending out a message to all parents tonight. What you will see is not okay in the least.
Don't stretch your babies.
In the middle of the most peaceful moment of Amber Schrader's life.
This is the first time having her close to me and near to me.
Holding one of her newborn preemie twins, Lainey, for the first time.
A little scary. I've never held a baby this little.
She watches something hundreds of thousands of people have viewed on YouTube.
Astonishing to me that would be okay.
This viral video rocks her away like no one else because she is a new mom.
Wow, no.
She's watching yoga guru Lena Fakina doing what she calls dynamic gymnastics in Russia.
Does the baby have to be naked for this?
Like in knots right now, just watching
that. That seems exploitive.
She twists and turns the baby at times by just one tiny arm.
It's against everything that we try to teach our parents.
Nurse leader with University Community Hospital's Women's Center, June Vineyard, sees so much wrong here.
What?
The shaking around of the
Vineyard says it can take just seconds for the effects of shaken baby syndrome to set in.
Their brain just moves around and it can cause hemorrhages. It can cause severe mental retardation and obviously brain damage.
Vineyard says for no reason should anyone watch this and think it's okay to try it home.
Definitely not okay.
Schrader would only watch it once.
That is
in the middle of her pure shock. Her new motherly instincts kick in.
Just to hold them closer like this.
That is nuts, dude. Wow. All right, you can
dude, look at the opening clip, the screen grab they got. It's just her swinging the baby by one foot.
That's crazy, that dude. It was even crazier when she did the balance the baseball bat thing on the one finger with the baby. Like, dude,
she's spinning it like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Somebody should really, Maddie, that's going to be a thing for you to do. I want you to edit together the Harlem Globetrotter music and the Russian spinner. Or with the baby doing the baby yoga and put that up on the page because that is really fucking funny.
That's great.
Shit. Yeah, there's no way that's fucking safe. That's insane, dude. That has to be her ninth baby because she just doesn't give a shit at this point.
New baby.
She probably has a bunch of them in like a bucket behind her. And the one she keeps dropping. Like, all right, I need a new baby. Then they throw her one. Wait, take the clothes off first.
Dude, what a fucked up. She's like torturing a baby and flipping him around by his arms.
That fucking front spin with the arms, that was the one that I was like, okay, that's like, that can't be
the
good.
The closer, she definitely just swings the baby by the cock like in a circle. Like a rally towel.
Fuck shit, dude. She was doing the Gangnam style dance with the baby.
So it's just one psycho lady, though. It's not like a whole...
I don't know, man. People are fucking probably watching her videos and trying it with their babies.
Yeah.
I had seen a video like that. My friend did a found footage film festival, and they found like footage from the 20s of a strong man, and that was his act. He used to like flip the baby. And when they screened it, an old man who was the baby came to see it.
Oh, wow.
And he was fine.
That's crazy.
But I wouldn't trust... Yeah, that's...
All right. Real quick, there's some more questions in here. Josh Zeno. Karen, why are you on your phone? It's driving me out of my mind. It's driving me out of my mind. But the fans... Let me explain what happens, okay?
Don't explain anything.
There's people watching.
Oh, and none of them are looking at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at you, not... Pay attention
maybe
to the show. You're sending a message to the fucking people.
Yeah. Or
maybe you should
pull out a fucking titty and then check your phone.
Yeah, that would help.
Oh my god, just go with the questions.
Okay. Just started seeing a chick entirely out of my league. Advice, Karen.
What?
This is Josh Zano. He started dating a chick that's out of his league. What do you think?
Don't gain 21 pounds in 5 days.
Yeah.
She's going to be a real cunt.
I mean, he should not worry about it because she's probably cheating on him. So it's fine.
Okay. That's not true.
Of course it is.
Ride that wagon until the wheels fall off. I always punch over my weight class. So,
yeah, I know you do. Yeah. And it works every time.
So do I, but in a very different way.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's what she doesn't want, right? She's dating you and she's fucking you. Because there's something about you.
Yeah.
Right? There's something there that she likes.
You've
right?
established some type of value to yourself that she sees.
So stop devaluing yourself.
Yeah, and don't keep asking
stop
why she's fucking
writing
you.
Shit like that. Yeah. Don't call her entirely out of your league. Treat her like a piece of garbage. Okay?
Yes.
Like, that is... If you want to fucking get a hot chick, okay? Everyone... And Karen, you won't even deny this. They want to be treated like an asshole a little bit. They want to know that you're the fucking man. They don't want some little fucking beta bitch going, oh, you're so much more beautiful than me. Nobody wants that. They'll get into it for a little bit.
It's cyclical. They'll go to a beta guy for like a little while, but they'll never stay with a beta guy.
Cyclical. It's a good word.
Yeah. It's like if a girl's been, like, I was with like a guy who's like kind of a dick for like 8 years, and then I was with a beta for like 3.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be with a fucking... Yeah, we talked about this before, though. Men do the same thing. I go from crazy chick to nice chick. That's what I do. That's my pattern. Crazy chick, nice chick. Crazy chick, nice chick. And that's that. So, yeah, don't stop being such a little bitch.
and then you could probably keep on fucking this chick.
Yeah, and
act like you don't like her that much.
And don't say this shit to her face. You know, after you come, don't be like, I can't believe that you're still fucking me. Man, this is awesome. Don't do that. Just act like that you were invited to the party and fucking show up. Don't, you know.
You do blow one on her face and say you're welcome.
Exactly. Let's see. Any more questions? Lewis, do you think there's a link between you going on Opie Radio and the show falling apart? No, I don't think so. I think that, once again, I will tell you right now, everything I touch turns to gold. It was only a good thing. It may not look great today. I think Opie and Jim are fighting again. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks bad today, but it will all be for the good. I promise you right now. Lewis J. Gomez blessed the show with his presence. And it wasn't even his show. It was Bob Kelly's show. It was Bob and the Dudes on Opie Radio. Great time, though. Really fun show. I did great. You guys are right. Last thing. Last, or I'll do these last two. Ryan Heckman wants to know, is Gas Digital looking to bring on any more podcasts? Yeah, I mean, eventually. We're definitely slowing down right now with bringing on a new podcast because we are rebuilding the website, trying to build an app, a handful of other little technical things. I feel like for the most part, all worked out. So we did bring on Tim Dillon. We are speaking to another two, but we are putting that on hold until we get everything worked out with the website and the app. So, and last but not least, Louis Maraglia wants to know, I saw you guys the last time you were in Poughkeepsie. Is it rude to ask if your act will be at least somewhat different? I'm thinking of coming again, but not if it's too similar. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I
if
mean,
if it's in the next 5 years, yes, it's gonna be very
no.
similar.
I went to, when was I at Poughkeepsie last time?
Like a year ago? I think
we you'll see a decent amount of different stuff. I mean, you're gonna, here's my problem with people that don't, like, in my mind, I'm going, oh, my act is way different. But way different means that you're gonna see probably 15 minutes that you didn't see before, but you're gonna also see 30 minutes that you already saw. So I don't know how much that means to somebody. Like, dude, Louis C.K. and Bill Burr, these guys, they've set the standard. It's crazy. It's like you need a new hour every year or two if you want to be fucking considered one of those dudes. When I started off in comedy 12 years ago, it was like, oh, you get your hour and you tour on it for a few years and you sell your albums and blah, blah, blah. But the standards changed altogether. So if you come out, yeah, I'm doing a bunch of new stuff, but, you know, hopefully that will be a good enough of a ratio. You get about, I'd say about 15 new minutes. Was Scopo on the show last year? He was, right?
Yeah, it was me, Omar, Scopo, and you.
Almost completely different, or almost completely the same show, guys. So you should probably not come. No, you should come. It's going to be different. I'll do more crowd work. There we go. Right?
There you go. You got him now.
Get him on the crowd work.
Is Scopo still on the show?
What?
Is Scopo still on that show?
Yeah, Scopo's still on the show.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
No, I don't. Because you're not funny.
Still, me and Scopo are. Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. I love
Scopo,
him.
Scopo's a funny stand-up. Scopo does very well on stage. All right, look. I got to get
out
of here.
Quit the show. He didn't lose his driver's license.
He has a car.
All right, look, guys. Thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Check out all the other shows on Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com, Part of the Problem, Legion of Skanks, Joss the Show, High Society Radio, Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, Hammer Fisting, Satan and Snow. Amazing shows on the network across the board. Make sure you follow everyone across all social media platforms. And that's that, man. Thanks, guys. Thanks for fucking doing the show today. Solid show.
That's all, folks.